Welcome to the Easter edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 5th day of April 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group, HF Relays, 1.86 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, please note the change of frequency, 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, and 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And locally in Hobart on UHFCB Channel 24 and HFCB Channel 24, that's 11 metres, with Mark, VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. RAOTC News, broadcast for April 2026. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 6th of April 2026 at 8pm local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The main article is read by Clive, VK6CSW. It was penned by Alan Cruther, VK3SM Silent Key, some years ago, titled A Couple of Reminiscences from a Long Life in Radio. Alan said that he was inspired to write it after being acquainted with the book by Winston, VK7EM, The Greenhouse. Winston's story relates the history of Bass Strait communications at the southern end. Alan tells of adventures maintaining such services at three locations at the northern end. Andrew, VK3CAH, gives a history of the national broadcaster that later became ABC, their beginning in Sydney in 1923, their gradual expansion to a national network, then their evolutionary increase to 24-hour broadcasting. Listen at 8pm Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30pm as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATV member stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, the April the 6th. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC broadcast committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you missed the off-air broadcast, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy and late net night that saw the following participants. VK7's TW, ZAB, AX, KT, ZGK and OO all sharing an impressive 75 photos. The main themes were Tasmanian trains and iconic scenery, a Pico CW decoder in action, the radio checkpoints and base at the recent endurance horse ride near Sheffield, organising your whiskey shelf and the rest of your life, interpreting Bible passages and the Mandalorian religion, and other highlights were, April Fool's Day was cancelled as the real world was more unbelievable. A thank you message from the new WIA board member. Telemetry data from Artemis 2's recent launch, windmills and the engine stage of a rocket in the Netherlands. Before it was carved, Mount Rushmore's natural beauty was unprecedented. The Monday morning feeling, drinking coffee to thread a running sewing machine, having to win the lottery to fill the fuel tank, the new expensive aftershave, phone etiquette guidelines and Gen X's empathy, birds being wary of traps, and 73 from an Easter Bunny. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchange photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. At 73 for Mandre, VK7ZAB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Phil, VK7ID, has returned to Tasmanian soil following his road trip throughout VK3. During his time on the road, Phil activated an impressive 22 summits and 16 parks, logging a total of 269 QSOs. His efforts also saw him add 66 points to his SOTA activator tally, a fantastic result. We're all keen to see where Phil's next radio road trip will take him. Jim, VK7JZ, activated the Abbott's Lookout Summit near Medina, logging 5 SSTV contacts, including a ZL station. Jim operated across the 40-metre and 20-metre bands. Jim plans to head back to the area to activate another nearby summit. Nick, VK7WhiskyWhiskey, activated the Ross Female Convict Station Historic Site, a location dating back to the 1800s. Operating both CW and SSB, Nick logged about total of 12 contacts and notably completed the first activation of this site. Harry, VK7HXT, set up the Clifton Beach Conservation Area, calling CQ on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. While contacts were scarce on the occasion, Harry is planning a return visit with an HF rig in the near future. Al, VK7AN, Peter, VK7ZPE and Rodney, VK7HAM, made a return to the Tamar Conservation Area for another activation, running an ICOM IC7300. Wishing everyone a great Easter, 73 for Matt, VK7MAT. News from the Northwest, VK7RTV shutdown. This is the last weekly broadcast on VK7RTV for the foreseeable future. The repeater will be shut down after Easter to allow the tower to be lowered for essential maintenance. When or if the tower is raised again is uncertain. Apart from the weekly broadcast, there has been very limited activity on the repeater. For the first 3 weeks of March, there was a total of 1.4 minutes of local activity. That is normal. The number of callbacks to the broadcast can be counted on one finger. Yes, that's finger, not hand. There are other repeaters in the northwest, so it is unlikely that RTV will be missed. 73 from Jim, VK7JH. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, NWTARC Safety Comms for Sheffield Endurance Ride. On Saturday the 31st of March, club members provided safety comms for the Kentish Equine Endurance Riders event in the bushland to the southeast of Sheffield. 10 club members, Brenton VK7HP, Idris VK7ZIR, Mark VK7MAR, Jim VK7JDO, Andre VK7ZAB, Eric VK7EV, Stefan VK7ZSB, Roger VK7ARN, Rob VK7ARG, and Graham VK7JSGS manned the ride base and 4 checkpoints. The early start saw a crisp 4 degrees at the checkpoints as members set up at 6 a.m. During the event, 4 horses were vetted out and 2 horses required floats. Rider numbers were down from last year's event of 77 riders to 51 this year, probably related to the fuel costs. The weather was absolutely glorious and everyone enjoyed the event. We packed up about 4:30 p.m, a long day, but enjoyable. Due to the increase in fuel costs, the club offered to subsidise members' fuel costs that attended. Photos of the event will be posted to the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. Bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of April 2026, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. Brenton VK7HP is planning to show his HF linear amplifier and associated power supply he built back in the late 70s, early 80s when he was an apprentice. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend this meeting. That's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last week's technical night on Meshcore drew a very healthy crowd, with plenty of members attending and even a few broadcast listeners dropping in to see what was happening. We covered a lot of ground. There was hands-on work programming a Seed studio device, along with a look at some of the quirks after programming of using the interface on a T-Deck. We demonstrated sending messages, setting up private channels, and routing messages through repeaters to show how user-configured paths actually worked. And, of course, there was plenty of fun posting to and reading from the club's bulletin board message room server node. One of the real highlights of the night was the deep dive into the Meshcore tools. These are genuinely impressive. The interactive line of sight contour slice between two points drew a lot of attention, as did the predicted repeater coverage displayed in a multi-layer heat map format. And as always, everything looks even better on the big monitor when everybody crowds around for a closer look. I know from seeing the large monitor displaying the current Meshcore nodes being tested, a dozen nodes doesn't look like much compared to the current Greater Launceston Meshtastic network. But that's perfectly normal at this stage. Meshcore will need to prove itself in real-world use before features like remote repeater programming and the excellent tool suite tempt people across. But for now, reliability and coverage remain the key drivers. Time got away from us. The clock slipped past 10 before anybody noticed, so we will definitely be running a part 2 session. Unfortunately, the presentation on the club's new user pays repeater usage billing system didn't stand a chance of getting a look in and will have to be postponed. Perhaps till next April, hi. We will end on a held over technical night item, this time from Colin VK7ZCF. He recently obtained a pair of Cardwell remote control variable capacitors rated up to 1.5 and 3.5 thousand volts respectively, and naturally wanted to show these lovely and still in excellent condition examples to members. This brand is famous for its high capacity per cubic area and extremely low capacitance to chassis specifications. These are both twin-ganged units incorporating interlinking gears and electric motor for adjustment. They are not differential variable capacitors, but are a tracking pair. Additionally, the higher voltage unit also incorporated a variable resistor to provide positional feedback on exact plate position for repeatable operation. The other unit can easily have this facility retrofitted. One wonders if Colin has a remote antenna matching unit on the horizon suitable for balanced feeder. If the name Cardwell rings a bell, or sounder in this case, DGA Cardwell manufactured telegraph keys and sounders for the Western Union Company in the mid-1890s. After forming his company, the American Telegraph Typewriter Company, in 1907, he continued manufacturing telegraph sets. His stepson, Alan D. Caldwell, joined soon after this company was formed, and they branched out, developing and manufactured variable air capacitors. Along with this, they found time to design, manufacture, and install the first automatic stock quotation system at the New York Stock Exchange. The rest is long and quite convoluted. Suffice to say, eventually, Caldwell Condenser became a member of the Viking Group of Companies and changed their name to Viking Technologies Limited in 2004, and they are still manufacturing today. If you've seen a telegraph or Morse key but aren't quite sure what a sounder is, you're in for a treat. Justin VK7TW brought together a collection of memorabilia to brilliantly recreate an authentic telegraph station which features a sounder. Check out Reece's Wednesday night presentation titled Blast from the Past, which aired on the 23rd of July 2025. The YouTube link is included in the text version of this broadcast, Blast from the Past. Unfortunately, there are no photos of Meshcore Night on our website under blogs this week, as my camera had a bit of a hissy fit and managed to lose everything I took on the night. But luckily, Colin's pictures were from the previous Tech Night. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net sessions. Every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday the 15th of April and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Club General Meeting. Saturday the 18th of April at 2:30, held at the Entark Clubroom's Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have items you would like to address added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@entark.net. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of Entark Inc. News from the South. Tas Maritime Radio seeks volunteer radio operators. Over the past months, Tas Maritime Radio has had a number of retirements due to ill health and operators moving interstate. Operators usually do one or two shifts per week. There are three shifts per day, 7 till 11 a.m, 11 till 3 p.m, and 3 to 7 p.m. Tas Maritime trains the operators over a period of about 3 weeks, with two shifts per week, and pays the cost of the required long-range operator's certificate of proficiency. Operators come from all walks of life and find it interesting and rewarding, and in a lot of cases it enables them to give something back for all the years they enjoyed boating. Tas Maritime is regarded as an essential service and has dealt with many distress situations over the past 49 years of operation. Just in the last 11 years, it has dealt with 1,060 incidents, 193 of which were urgent pan-pan situations, where further 90 of these which were mayday situations. Log entries since 2015 totaled 142,258, and last month 1,279 calls were logged. If you are interested and would like further information, give Barry McCann a call on 0417 581 789. That number again, 0417 581 789, or ring Tas Maritime Radio and leave your name and number. And that's kind regards from Barry. Radio and Electronic Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. April Forum Night. Club members are 3D Printing. I should be Amateur Radio 3D Printing. April is 3D printing and amateur radio month at Reist. We had a great roll-up and we had a great cross-section of experience. Ron VK7ME started with his flower pot 2m 70cm aluminium pole topper, Barmer key case, RC plane improvement and QMX case holder. Ron uses the artillery sidewinder and Prusa slicer. Steve VK700 brought along a Liligo tracker case that Ron printed for him and explained how he extended the case. Ron's material is PETG and PLA and uses Fusion 360 to design. Warwick VK7WOZ showed his Yagi element holder in ABS and designed in FreeCAD. Recommendation is that a camera is set up to monitor the print before it goes wrong. Ron explained the need to convert the STL to slicer to print file for most printers. Some can take a STL file. Dave VK7AAE with his antenna launcher, Anderson connector holder, call sign sign from on Thingiverse, where people share the 3D files. Harry VK7HXD had a coin holder he made for his bus trips and a CB microphone holder. There was some great information and questions from our online viewers. Richard VK7LCS uses FreeCAD, export to STL, then through the slicer and to the printer. Richard showed some gaming models and plates with resin printing for very fine detail printing. Richard showed his 3D printing arrangement in his garage. Resin comes in any colour. The colour is resin. The message is resin is in messy. Richard uses a 3D scanner to copy items and the resin print them. He went through partner management techniques with 3D printers. Richard printed a magazine box and they were custom made for the size. Richard showed many items and his spaghetti issues. Recommendation to use the latest version of FreeCAD. The latest printers are getting easier to use and building many troubleshooting elements into their printers. There was a good Q&A to wrap things up. Thanks to all who came along with items and online people and shared their successes and failures. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. April presentation night. Spectacular 3D printing. Praj VK4MPB 7MPB has been building 3D printers since 2011, back when you didn't print a file, you nervously injected raw G-code into what was essentially a heated toaster that had ambitions of becoming a replicator. Slices were cryptic and confrontational bits of software. Firmware updates required emotional resilience and bed leveling was practically a sacred ritual involving tiny hex keys, deep breathing and intense philosophical debates about 0.2 millimeters of Z offset. A good first layer wasn't expected, it was negotiated, sometimes aggressively. My printers still live in the garage where they've evolved from temperamental science experiments that occasionally produced abstract art or spectacular nests of plastic spaghetti into surprisingly competent little manufacturing units. When I was chasing the mythical perfect first layer and cleaning lumps of molten filament off nozzles, additive manufacturing quietly matured. The same core principles behind those early DIY machines now produce surgical implants with bone growth lattices, aerospace components with internal cooling channels that can't be machined, advanced engineering parts and some spectacular art, all in a mind-boggling array of materials. And yes, it turns out the same technology responsible for heroic prints and catastrophic spaghetti is also brilliant for us radio amateurs. From portable HF and SOTA POTA gear to clever shack fixes to RF experiments that generally move a nano VNA trace in ways that only makes me more curious, 3D printing has become a real engineering tool. Praj will be sharing some of the practical, creative and genuinely cool things you can do with it today, in everyday life, in serious engineering and in amateur radio, along with a few demonstrations to prove it's not just enthusiasm for melting plastic. Expert Nostalgia, curiosity, a bit of garage-born instability, and the unshakable belief that if I just level the print bed one more time, this time it'll be absolutely perfect. Truth. As a bonus, Praj will be doing a print live on the night, and has also asked for people to bring along their 3-day printing disasters so he can diagnose what went wrong and offer some sage advice on how to improve the print. This Wednesday night, the 8th of April 2026, from 7:30 p.m. in the club room and streamed. See you there, from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Reese Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Reese has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. Key dates: Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on Saturday, the 21st of April, 2026. Standard, Advanced and Regulation Assessments, held on alternative months. Next is the 30th of May, 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reese Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reese.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. First find them on the Reese YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reese is here to guide you every step of the way. And 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings. VK7 events. Reese, the 8th of April. Spectacular 3-day printing presentation with Praj, VK7 MPB. Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed from 7:30 p.m. NWTARC 11A April Club Meeting from 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. NTARC, the 18th of April, Club General Meeting from 2:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. WW, Worldwide, 18th of April, IARU World Amateur Radio Day. Reese, the 6th of May, Technorama presentation and tour of Hobart FM Community Radio Station, Howrah Community Centre. Reese, 13th of May, Forum Night, New Band Plans, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 and streamed. VK, 7 to 8th November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. Now, a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reese, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the North, VK7RHT and the UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the South. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.